The Guardian.
A book called Nudge is influencing politicians from Barack Obama in the United States to David Cameron in the UK. It says people don't behave rationally. In order to act in our own interests, to save, eat healthy food and so on, we need help, a nudge. The book's author is Professor Richard Thaler. I met him at the University of Chicago's Graduate School of Business in the City of London.
A nudge is a small feature of the environment that attracts our attention and in so doing influences our choices.
And we need a nudge because we don't behave rationally. Why don't we behave rationally?
Well, we try to behave rationally, but we are human. And part of being human means that we're busy, that we're pretty smart as animals go, but our brains are pretty slow compared to computers. We're absent-minded. We are subject to temptation. So we have lots of good intentions and we try hard, but oftentimes the world is just a bit too tough for us.
How might politicians or policymakers get us to behave more rationally?
Well, you know, I was spending a couple of weeks in London. I've always been a great admirer of the little signs on the sidewalk telling us which way to look. We dumb Americans desperately need them. Now, it's not that we're dumber than you Brits, although you do sound more intelligent than we do. But, of course, it's just that all our instincts are wrong. And so the government smartly decided that they could save several hundred pedestrians a year by putting reminders that the traffic comes from the opposite direction. Oftentimes, the nudges that we propose are as simple as that, just giving people a hint about what the right way to look is.
You've characterized your ideas in Nudge as being libertarian paternalism. Isn't that a contradiction in terms?
Well, it is a bit, but not the way we define it. So by paternalism, all we really mean is trying to help people, and trying to help people as judged by themselves. So if a tourist comes up to you and asks you the directions toward Parliament and you tend to point them in the correct direction, then you're a paternalist by our definition. By libertarian, or as it would be called over here, liberal, all we mean really is retaining people's right to choose. So we advocate picking default options properly and automatically enrolling people into savings plans, as is going to be done here in the UK quite soon. But people have the option of opting out. I think it is possible to devise a policy that is good for people as they define it and retains all of their freedom to choose, and that's what we mean by libertarian paternalism.
But in Britain, we had for many years warnings on cigarette packets, increasingly sort of loud about how dangerous it was to carry on smoking, how harmful it was to their health. But then a year ago, smoking was outlawed in public places, and it was the law, the legislation, that had the dramatic effect on people's behaviour, not the nudge.
Well, I think there can be a limit to how far we can go with nudging. The purpose of writing the book was to really just show how much we can do using this very small tool, a gentle nudge. Now, you know, I don't suggest that we can fight organized crime or terrorism with nudges. Osama bin Laden probably can't be nudged.
Your ideas in Nudge and elsewhere have been enthusiastically taken up by David Cameron and the Conservative Party here in Britain, but also by Barack Obama and the Democrats over in America. That's quite odd, isn't it? We've got the left-wing party in America, but the right-wing party here getting excited about what you've been saying.
We propose this as a real third way, a set of ideas that are neither left nor right. And the fact that some of Obama's advisors and some of Cameron's advisors are finding our ideas appealing, that makes us very happy.
Richard Thaler, whose book Nudge, Improving Decisions About Health, Wealth and Happiness, is published by Yale University Press. For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.